This Kansas City Bastards podcast is brought to you by J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Quest for More Prophets. Hello and welcome to the Kansas City Bastards podcast. I'm Tim Lyons.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jay Powers. And don't forget to sign my petition to have shaving Jeff's back included as an endurance sport in this year's Olympics.
You know, they might as well put lawn mowing on there while they're at it if you're going to do that. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. Also joining us is Diana. Diana, how you doing?
Doing good.
It's been a while since you've been on one of these. The last one was the online dating pod. No, you were on one after that. The action movie one, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, unlike before, we're all in the same room, so you were Skyping in at that point.
And she's now fully she has to, for once.
Now she has to stare at Jay.
I am naked under my clothing.
Under the clothing, yeah.
Yeah. I am naked under my clothes.
So they say. So...
Yeah.
But yeah, so get right into it. World Series.
Boom.
So
we
lost, but we made it to game 7.
Yeah.
So we didn't defeat the San Francisco Giants. We just lost to Madison Bumgarner a few thousand times.
And Joe Buck.
Joe Buck.
It's all Joe Buck's fault.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what we're talking about. She's like, whatever.
I just know that we would be.
She's like, sports.
They totally had riots after the game.
No, in San Francisco, they were lighting stuff up. Yeah. Out here in Kansas City, we lit stuff up. It was called a grill, and we were barbecuing.
Yeah,
I'm actually surprised we didn't have the actual problems. I mean, you'd think when you're having a positive thing, you wouldn't want to go negative.
It's the Midwest. I put this in my article. It's like Canada without the accents.
Oh, well, yeah. I suppose that's somewhat true.
Yeah, in a way. In a way.
We have Ferguson, though. I mean...
Our graffiti is slightly worse than your mom was a nice lady. You know, so there's that. But yeah, Joe Buck, man, that dude, I did see somebody counted up the number of references he made to the Giants and Madison Bumgarner and Bumgarner was like 87 times.
87 times. The Giants was...
like 30 times.
Yeah, and then he mentioned Kansas City and the Royals a grand total of like 31 times.
Yeah, throughout the entire thing. Yeah, or throughout the game 7 at the very least.
So you guys made it a drinking game?
You could have made it. You know, if you had done Royals, like every time he said Royals...
It would have been all right.
Well, I could have from the game.
Yeah, you could have made it a drinking game and still been fit to drive.
Madison Bumgarner on the mound.
Yeah.
Start watching baseball if that happened more often.
It would be much more fun, yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's really fun in the... If you go to the stadium, it's hard not to have a little bit of fun.
We're adults now. We can do that, though. Like, when you're a kid, it's really boring. You don't really understand what's going on.
Yeah, true. You're like, something happened over there. Yeah.
It's the same way when I lost my virginity. Hot dog.
Yeah, and get up right on that microphone, by the way, Diana. You're a little bit quiet.
There you go.
The people want to hear what Diana has to say.
She's hiding behind the cone of silence.
Yeah, no, we've got one of those. Gloria got it for her voiceover work because we're doing another audiobook here soon, and it's one of those sheaths that kind of goes around the whole back of the microphone.
I like to refer to it as the Hannibal Lecter mask.
It is kind of like an aural Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yeah, kind of. It looks like a massive sneeze guard. It looks like.
But so just get right up on that and we'll be fine. But
is this better?
That's much better. Yeah. I'm basically like swallowing this microphone. It's like right up against my mouth the entire time.
It does kind of look like a large black thing.
Yeah, it's all in the girth on this one. it's not like the one that Mikey uses. This is all about the girth.
Mikey likes, but we make fun of him because he ditched on us one more night.
Well, you know, he had stuff to do.
He's a responsible adult.
He's being responsible and doing family stuff. And
I say he's too good for us.
Meanwhile, we're just sitting here talking about the friggin' World Series and whatnot. So.
Yeah, true.
Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah. So
I feel like I'm sitting in front of that one weak point of the Death Star.
What, you think somebody's going to launch some torpedoes at you?
I'm going to maybe. Die.
She's going to launch torpedoes with her at her web boss. Yeah.
She's going to get a lot of photon going on. In her exhaust port.
Yeah, we've got a new radio station taking us on, and they're going to listen to us once and say bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Diana. You ruined it for everybody.
Love ya.
All right. So, so with the World Series, though, I mean, like, if we had one, you know, given the reaction that there was, you know, out there in San Francisco when they won, you know, would it have gone nearly as nuts here? I mean, we did mention that we probably wouldn't have riots and whatnot, but I know they were planning a parade and everything.
Yeah, the parade would have happened.
Yeah, the parade would have happened, but here's what Kansas City is known for their tailgating. Everybody tailgated before the game. We walk in, we win the World Series, we go right back into the parking lot, and we tailgate some more, and then we go home.
We get a lot of DUIs. Yeah. A lot of DUIs.
Yeah. I can see a lot of DUIs,
tons,
yeah.
Tons.
So you're saying that because we're eating so damn much food, we couldn't actually riot?
We wouldn't have the energy to riot. Yeah, yeah. Everybody,
and a lot of babies would be made.
Well, there are. They already had a meat that baby at that point.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Brisket baby.
Yeah.
But
I think we would have had the whole debate about rolling roof again, which we probably still will, anyways. To be honest, since they actually came close to winning. There was a couple years ago. There was a situation where they wanted to spend a bunch of money to put a roof over the stadiums that would roll in and out. So they could get play games in the rain and all that stuff. And after the one got canceled because of it in the series, I'm going to guess that's going to happen again. But so a bunch of people are going to get rich off of Independence taxpayers' money.
Well, good.
That's
at
how
least
it
it's not.
Works.
At least it's not Johnson County taxpayers' money.
That's right. We're moving it to your guys. T-Bone Stadium. Here we come.
Hey, man. I need to go out and see the T-Bone. So here's a fun time.
It actually is a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm just glad to see if the Royals went to the World Series. You know, it'd been a long time since that happened, and I obviously would prefer they would have won, but ultimately I don't care. I'm just happy that, you know, there's something positive being said about the Royals. I didn't even really watch the World Series. I just sort of experienced it vicariously via my Facebook feed.
Yeah. Well, you know,
kind of like I do all current events.
I mean, I was actually surprised that people were positive even in the face of defeat. You know, everybody was, you know, they're like, eh. That's cool. We at least got this close.
Yeah, but that one little ditz that wrote that article was all like, ha, 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 ha.
Which article? Are you talking about the 13 reasons that Kansas City is the worst? Sucks.
Yeah. Wow. That I did post on her Twitter that she never replied to. But then she was talking about how much hate and discontent she was getting.
I wonder why.
Because she was a negative Nelly.
Because it was a stupid article. It was a ridiculously
really bad case of reaping what you sow.
All right. We're gonna give Diana the cards to understand what to say instead of the dirty words.
Well, you could say
she could have just been being a total bitch because she didn't know how to.
Just stay away from
write.
The 7 words you can't say on TV. We'll be okay. We'll be fine. It'll be okay.
You can say bitch. It's okay.
Yeah. We're on the internet.
I'm just messing with you. We can say anything you want.
I know. I've been here before.
Okay. Yeah. Well, before anyway. You really could say anything you wanted.
Yeah, we've toned it down somewhat since then.
Old lady.
If you really want to hear how ridiculous things get, by the way, go back and listen to the online dating podcast that we did with Diana, and that went all kinds of wrong.
Oh yeah, did you have to like edit out half of it because we were just going crazy?
Oh, I didn't edit out half of it. I kept a lot of it in. It's like an hour and a half of a lot of gay jokes regarding you, Jay.
Yeah,
yeah. Anyway, no. Caught Jay on a technicality during that. That was kind of interesting.
Yes.
But yeah, so we're gonna go to a quick break here. We're gonna listen to some. Restraint, seeing I sin.
Settle down, Diana.
Yeah, settle down, Diana. But yeah, before we go, I guess when we come back, we'll be talking about the Canada shooting. The Moncton gunman apparently posted Megadeth lyrics as his final Facebook status. And we'll also talk about our favorite superhero, Florida Man. We've got a good one for that. But here's Restraint with Seeing I Sin on your Kansas City Bastards podcast. All right. Well, that was Seeing I Sin by Restraint. Like I said, I like their newer stuff.
Yeah.
All their newer stuff is good. It's got a good hook to it, that one.
They've been around for a long time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Never heard their old stuff.
Well, we've got a couple of their CDs from back in the day, and it's, yeah, a little Tool-like, like you said earlier. Yeah.
It also, you know, the...
But Tool was pretty popular.
It also wasn't
back then,
that
too.
Tight. It also wasn't that tight together, you know, and the production value wasn't quite there. Yeah, they've come a long way. That's good to see.
Well, tell us more about not tight things, Diana.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk about speaking of shootings. So in this Canada shooting, the Moncton shooting, I guess Justin Burke posted cryptic Facebook lyrics as a final Facebook status. Now, they say cryptic Facebook lyrics, but they're just the lyrics from Hook and Mouth. They're not that damn cryptic. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. But
at least it wasn't people make it out to be that way anyway, no matter what.
So this is the
that's just proof that he didn't listen to Risk either.
Yes. Justin Burke. Sounds awfully close to Justin Bieber. Is his alias?
I don't know.
Let's hope so, because that guy's dead, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do the world a favor.
Yes.
But yeah, like, you know, they were quoting the bit that it's like a little man with a big eraser changing history.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's he posted the entirety of the lyrics, and they just pulled that line out and looked at it out of context. So I don't know.
Let's ask a question also. Is that the only thing he posted that day? Or, I mean...
Hell, I don't know.
Post, like,
yeah, they don't make that clear. You know, they also...
You post some NWA on top of that?
They also talked about him posting pictures of himself with assault rifles, and then they, you know, show him holding a hunting rifle or a shotgun. I can't quite tell which, but it's not an assault rifle.
No.
So, I don't know. It is what it is, but I'm happy to see that metal is the scapegoat again. It's not video games this time.
Yeah, maybe it'll bring it back, you know?
You know? That'd
be
kind of fun.
Metal was dead. Wasn't it Gene Simmons that said metal was dead? Or was it just rock?
You're saying rock was dead, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which, almost, I mean, you know.
Yeah, well, depends on what you can find in rock. It's like it's like metal. There's different genres of all different types.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes full circle. So, you know, the rock and roll is starting to sound like the rock and roll from the 70s again. And
Yeah,
there's not a whole lot of invention or innovation going on, but, you know, it is what it is. There's really not much to invent or innovate since technology with music. I mean, it's progressed, sure, but it's progressed in a way to where it's more convenient to get the same tones that you were able to get 40 years ago. Just now you can get them all. You know,
so and dubstep over it.
It's like Pokeballs.
Gotta get them all.
Yeah, but anyway, so of course this article also posted a picture of like right where a couple of the officers were shot. These just huge pools of blood, and it's like, oh man, graphic. That is it was extremely graphic. And yeah, I mean, again, they finally showed the full Facebook post down at the very bottom of this article. And yeah, it's just the lyrics to Hook in Mouth by Megadeth, which is about the PMRC, you know. So
Evil.
Sometimes people just need a certain song to pump them up. And this just wasn't the good time.
No, not a good
this
time for that.
This
is
not the best timing for
right.
it.
He should have listened to some Survivor. Anyway,
moving on.
Moving on. So let's talk about our favorite superhero in the world, Florida Man. Oh, I changed that. Oh, I'm on the wrong thing. Hey, that's okay. Evil Florida Man. See, it's right around Halloween, so this makes sense.
Perfect.
Yeah. Now I had changed that. I was screwing around at the board the other day. That's why you for not changing it back to reverb. But anyway, so Florida Man. This week's Florida Man story is a 500-pound suspect did not fit into a Florida patrol car.
Tell me more.
So Howard Hendricks and his domestic disturbance charge. Florida deputies couldn't arrest him because he basically... Okay, so the whole story is allegedly his girlfriend had called the police because he had slapped her shoulder and face, poked her in the chest and spit in her face, and then he punched a hole in her wall.
Well, he thought he was a roast and, you know, needed to make sure that she was tender on the inside.
Well, don't you think she should, you know, get away from him? Not like he could chase her.
Yeah. Like, how hard is it to run away from a 500-pound man?
I mean,
I don't know.
I felt threatened, but then I went upstairs and everything was okay.
You know, I hear once they get upstairs, they can't come back down.
That's cows.
Oh, right.
Cows don't do stairs.
Anyway. So when deputies arrived, he had showered and was naked.
Oh, oh yeah. So they really didn't want to take him to jail. And
right. So investigators said he smelled of alcohol and had glassy eyes and slurred speech. Go figure.
That's because he forgot to take his
How much alcohol does a 500-pound man drink?
That's quite a bit.
Quite a bit, I'd assume.
At least a gallon of Schnapps.
All the alcohol.
All the alcohol.
All of it, yeah.
Anyway, he was too big to fit into the patrol car, so they summoned a prisoner transport van. And he sat down on the floor and challenged officers to move him. He also allegedly kicked a deputy in the leg, so there's an extra charge of battery on a law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
In addition to criminal mischief, resisting an officer without violence, battery causing bodily harm, and driving under the influence, apparently. I don't know how they got him on that, given that he was in a home at the time. But
yeah, how's that work out? That's weird.
I don't know. It's Florida. They'll tack on whatever charge they feel like.
Yeah.
You kidnapped the Lindbergh baby. Put that on his resume.
Idiocy does not extend just to the convicts in Florida. Also the police.
Yeah.
So there is that. But yeah, I thought that was an interesting Florida man story. Given that
right now, I think that puts him in the lead of Florida Man of the Year.
I still can't really figure it out. If he can't fit in the cop car, how can he drive a car?
Might have been a Cadillac.
He had to drive somehow. I'd imagine maybe he had a van.
It's like kids.
Maybe he just does customer service at home. Don't have to worry about it.
Maybe. Could be.
There
maybe
are ways
he doesn't
to make
have
money
to drive. No, there are. I can attest to this. Yeah, you know.
Granted,
of course, I can still fit in a car.
You're fine. Yeah, you got the smallest damn car in the world too.
What, a Yaris? No, it's not the smallest in the world.
It's pretty close.
I think a smart car would be probably smaller.
You know, yeah. From
I saw a Lotus
space,
coming out here. That's a tiny
Lotus.
Car.
Yeah, those are dinky little things.
I drove over it in my Jeep. It was awesome.
And he got 500 points.
Yes.
Did he tell you that you're killing the environment with your
no,
nasty
Jeep?
No,
not this time. Yeah. I've pretty much learned to like keep my windows up and the radio blaring. You know, so if you're going to complain, just mouth off. I don't really give a damn.
You playing hook and ladder or hook and...
No, actually, I got Steel Panther in there right now.
Oh, nice.
So. Very nice. So, okay. So let's talk about something a little bit lighter. On the lighter side of things. So, in the Options Public Charter School in Northeast Washington, D.C., a substitute teacher was basically Simone Green. She had sex with a student during a pep rally on her first day.
It was peppy.
Wow. She works fast.
Yeah.
So she's a 22-year-old substitute teacher. And
how old was the kid?
16.
17. Yeah, he told police he gave his number to Simone Green, and they exchanged texts, including one in which the student asked if she was kinky. She allegedly responded, "I don't tell, smiley face, I show." Or, I'm sorry, that was a winky smiley face.
Oh. Yeah,
and that show her his winky he did.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing they teach you in substitute teacher school is do not engage in Congress with the students, and I'm dead. And she just went nuts.
Well, in her defense, she's a 22-year-old substitute teacher.
Yeah.
So yeah, the student apparently filmed the whole thing,
and then showed it to the cops.
And then showed it to he showed it to his fellow football players.
Oh yeah,
you know
right.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I can't believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if the stars can't keep their stuff straight, you think?
Yeah. It says it's unclear how authorities became involved. So,
she's not
attractive either, is she?
Apparently, one of the faculty heard about the video that was going around, and that's how the authorities came to the school. They confronted the student. He was like, "Yeah," whipped out his phone, showed it to him, and then a detective sent sent the phone a text, but you know that was pretty much the keep your mouth shut variety, but. A detective had the phone and was just texting
maybe
back.
Maybe she should have kept her mouth shut.
No!
Is that still statutory at that time?
Yep.
That age?
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's under. Well, I don't know what the age of consent is, but you 18. Know, it's she was charged with first degree sexual abuse of a minor. Mm. So maybe it's contingent on it being a position of power. It's hard it
could
to say.
Be. And difference in age probably too.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's one boneheaded teacher thing.
Literally.
Diana is still smiling for some reason.
So here's one that's students were suspended after posing with airsoft rifles on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, hmm.
So this was right before the prom. Right before the prom, they posed with these two airsoft rifles. And airsoft guns, for those unfamiliar, look pretty realistic. But they shoot plastic BBs. You know, they're basically harmless. Unless you shoot somebody in the eye, you're going to be fine.
Did they make a threat?
Well, when they posted it on Facebook, the caption said "Homecoming 2014" on the photo, because they were in their homecoming garb.
Yeah,
and you know, his dad took the picture and you know wanted the picture taken as well, and so yeah, they put it up and they just captioned it "Homecoming 2014," and the superintendent said, "These students know what is provocative. To tie that to one of our school events kind of puts it over the top, which brings us into it." Because, again, it was off school grounds. Obviously, it was taken in the student's home. It was posted on Facebook outside of school hours. They didn't take the airsoft guns to homecoming, you know. And even if they had, they're airsoft guns, not actual guns. So it's not like it was an actual...
Are you kidding? They kicked like a 3-year-old out of school for making a Pop-Tart gun. Those guys would have been like locked and stuffed in a cellar.
He should have just said it's a rocket ship.
No kidding. plausible deniability.
It's not a rocket ship. Anyway. So yeah, I mean that's again. It's ridiculous. All kinds of ridiculous, and they just get on way too much. Yeah, into the whole zero tolerance thing with these things, I think. But
meanwhile, I'm at a place where my boss is surprised I don't have a gun.
Oh no, it's a good thing you don't.
Your boss is surprised you don't have a gun? I thought you did have a gun.
I'm not gonna tell him where it's at, but you know.
Well, no, I thought that you had a pistol.
I do have a pistol, but he was surprised I don't bring it to work with me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised you don't bring it to work as well.
No.
I'm glad. Just in case in case anybody gives you crap.
You will buy that Hondo for $5,000 more than it's worth.
Yeah. Anyway, so, well, that concludes the time we have for this segment. If you have any comments on anything we talked about thus far, contact at caseybastards.com. When we get back, I guess we'll talk about some more crazy crap. We'll talk about... Oh, let me see what this one here is. There's the Wichita Airport crash. That was interesting.
Yeah, into the safety building.
Yeah, into the safety building. That's what kind of drew us to it. We'll talk about the Pope basically endorsing evolution. That's kind of cool of him. Good guy, Pope. Got to love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, any comments thus far, contact at caseybastards.com. Here's Rock Child. Here's one called Against a Man. We'll be right back.
Settle down, Diana.
That was Rockchild, Against a Man. Against a Marion!
I like them. They're good.
Yeah, they're also very catchy. Very catchy bunch of songs right now, I guess.
Got a good
I, you know, I just sort of picked these out of a hat. And also, they weren't too far apart on my playlists on the iPad, and I felt lazy, so.
Well, you know, we got them in the locals, but they're from Los Angeles, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's always nice to get stuff from people outside of the KC area, although we do love to receive tracks from the Kansas City guys, too. So anyway, if you're in a band and you have tracks, send it to contact@kcbastards.com or get a hold of us on Facebook, because I know that I've heard from some people that when they try to email tracks to that, then it bounces back. So
Facebook,
you're welcome to hit us up on Facebook, and I'll give you another email address to send it to. But
The hate mail is coming through, though.
You can even MP3 the Facebook page, usually, can't you?
MP3 the Facebook page. What do you mean?
Can I think I've sent you a few MP3s that way, haven't I?
I would love to digify the toaster.
That's nice.
which makes about as much sense as that. No, what do you mean MP3 the Facebook page? Like send an MP3 to the Facebook page?
The message opportunity. Attach a file if you have other thing. Phone.
Yeah, you can attach a file to a chat. Yeah, so I mean if you hit us up on chat, one of us, you can send stuff that way. Just make sure to also send a statement saying that we can use it on the podcast.
Right.
Because when I put these up on YouTube, I keep having to tell them, yes, I have written permission. Otherwise, they say, no, you can't post that podcast, you stealing buffoon. Anyway, let's talk about some other stuff here. So Oprah Winfrey, right? So
you get a car. You get a car.
Yeah. Well, in this case, in Miami, an Oprah Winfrey fan met Oprah after the driver ran over her foot.
Get a hospital bill! You get a hospital bill!
Yeah. Apparently, there hasn't been a lawsuit related to this yet, according to TMZ, but there are pictures, because, you know, there's photographers that follow Oprah around everywhere, apparently.
Including Google Earth. Yeah, I went there.
What? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. There's Oprah talking to the lady, and they pose together, and, you know, Oprah looking concerned about the foot, that sort of thing. I don't know what happened to the, I don't know whether there's actually any injuries, because I you know, you hear of people getting run over by vehicles in all manner of ways and not getting injured.
Yeah, well, so, buddy,
I let my brother run over my foot with his Mustang on purpose.
Actually,
did it break your foot?
No.
So, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Although this was more like the car was sitting on it, and then they had to alert the driver to move slightly.
Move! Move that bus.
How it got there in the first place, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I've seen some, my buddy Keith, his son was actually just involved in a hit and run where a guy rear-ended the car. The kid got out to go talk to the guy, and the guy decided to speed and hit him and then drive off.
Well, that's how you save a bunch of money on your car insurance.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
What, by switching to none?
Yeah.
Yes.
49th in Antioch, if you see some 4-year-old dude in a blue pickup truck with a, you know, dent stain on his hood.
A dent stain.
Yeah, the kid survived, but he got a little bruised and battered and stuff. So,
well, of course, he was hit by a bloody car.
That's my point. I was thinking, fortunately, he didn't get hurt. Like, you know, just like this one didn't get hurt. But still, man, that's some messed up stuff. People do.
Yeah, there are some odd situations that occur. So
there are. I don't know where this one came from, but some guy threw his cigarette butt out of the van. It was parked, but apparently not well enough, and the cigarette's still going. So he jumps out real quick to reach down and put it out, and the car rolls over his head.
Oh! I bet that one didn't.
That one probably didn't have much of a happy ending there.
I think he lived.
What?
Did he?
I think
he's
Holy
now.
Crap!
He's Jesus. Now in his third third term as a congressman.
Jeez, that's pretty awesome, though.
Yes.
Senator Roberts.
Mm.
Anyway,
I thought it was Rich Douche.
No, Rich Douche is the. I still need to get those signs printed up. I should have done that, but maybe next time I will. I'm going to keep the graphic around, but
I didn't even see those.
Rich Douche for president.
Oh, I sent the graphic to everybody.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. I'll send it again. I'll send it again in a bit.
Okay.
But yeah, whoever you're voting for, you're effectively voting for Rich Douche. You know, I actually did go and vote in advance. I'd like to do the advance voting so I can get it out of the way and not have to deal with as many people. And there was one category that I just didn't have a good answer to. Like, it's, you know, I didn't know whose platform I agreed with. And, you know, it is what it is. But I ended up writing in Sam Handwich. That was my write-in.
<That's> nice.
So, Sam Handwich for senator, I guess.
It would be nice if they didn't have just straight party lines and they, you know, these are the issues and do you agree or not agree? So whoever is the candidate that agrees with it or doesn't agree with it, that's the person that gets that person to vote.
That would be kind of nice, yeah. Or, you know, if they, you know, if there was a way that, I don't know, this would be, if there's a way that they could preload information on, like, their platforms and whatnot.
Yeah.
So people who weren't informed didn't have to, like, look it up on their smartphone while they're sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they could just, like, click on the name and find out what the guy's basic platform is, that would be pretty fine.
PDD backs these guys? Okay, yes.
Well, not even that. It's just like, oh, yeah, oh, that's the guy that's pro-prison rape. Well, I'm going to vote for the other guy.
Exactly. Yeah, not him. Yeah.
Which one went to the strip club about 15 years ago? I want to vote for that guy.
He seems to have a good time.
No. You know, some days when you start saying the prison rape thing, though, that's maybe not such a bad thing for some of the people that go there.
Well, depending on the situation. I mean, if they're going there because they raped children.
A little bit of danger. You know,
then it's karmic retribution
exactly,
at that point.
Yeah.
But then he'd have a pro-karmic retribution platform, not a pro-prison rape platform. So, you know, let's call a duck a duck.
I gotcha,
here.
Yeah.
And he's going to need a committee and...
pro prison rape committee. Yeah.
Let's just hope that he has a one pump chuck.
Oh.
So I hope it never comes to that. a transatlantic American Airlines flight was delayed after a passenger noticed a portable Wi-Fi connection named Al Qaeda Free Terror Network.
Whoa.
Jesus.
So it was something that somebody had put this as their personal hotspot on their phone.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. It was a poorly spelled version of it anyway, because Al-Qaeda was spelled wrong and yeah, anyway.
It's probably the same jackass that names his Wi-Fi at the house FBI Surveillance Van 4.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, something like that.
Malware.
Exactly. Yeah. Penny is a freeloader. But yeah, so the flight was delayed for 3 hours during an investigation, and U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials cleared the flight, but the flight crew didn't want to fly that Sunday afternoon, so they rescheduled the flight for the next day. And then the quote from somebody was, "Thank goodness that we did not fly, because you just don't know. It's very scary to think somebody would actually do that, especially on an international flight." Now, I just like to point out, it's a friggin' Wi-Fi network. I mean, it's not like they said, "Hey, look at me, I've got a bomb," mm-hmm. or something like that. You know, it's not like they found anything. And, you know, they basically, you know, get all up in everybody's business anyway. And by that, if nobody can see the hand motions, but
yeah,
you get the idea.
Yeah, they've got all Total Recall on us now, and they can see your entire, you know, body. So.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, at that point, it's like if they decide that the personal hotspot on their phone, which by the way, they're going to have to turn off before takeoff anyway. You know, if they call the Al Qaeda Free Terror Network, okay, free terror, woo. Yeah, it's better than paid terror.
I think they have the right to do that. It's not the same as calling, you know, yelling fire on the plane. If somebody else is getting into your Wi-Fi network, it's...
Well, to be fair, if you go into, like, Wi-Fi settings, like, let's say somebody wanted to connect to the plane's Wi-Fi,
yeah, they have to look,
then
see
they'd
the
also
list, yeah.
see the other one, but yeah. you have to go out of your way to see the network, you know? I mean, it's not like you're yelling fire, you know, so the tone of your voice, the urgency there, you know, that sort of thing.
I mean, we've let Al Jazeera take over the air TV stations, right? No problem with that, so...
They're not a terrorist network.
No, but they get that same kind of connotation with enough people, that same people that would think that was accurate, was true.
Well, I know. Idiots think that Al Jazeera is involved in terror.
Right, because it's from the Middle East. It's got to be terrorists, right? Ooh, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But so my point is it's they did it to mess with those people.
Apparently, yeah.
And apparently they didn't have any, the people that
well, I mean, didn't have any I think in these situations, humor. Especially now after all of the attacks and whatnot, everyone is just taught to expect the worst to avoid the worst.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just one of those weird situations. Kind of sucks for everybody, though.
It's really stupid, though.
This has been Common Sense with Diana.
Yeah. Hey, don't speak common sense. Come on, be wacky.
See,
that's what we brought you here for.
Smart blonde. This is what happened.
You're
this
so smart, I still can't figure out how you dye your roots brown.
I never said I was a clean blonde. Oh.
She's a little dirty.
I'm a little bit of a dirty
as
blonde.
We found out on the previous podcast. So yeah, so plane crash in the Wichita airport.
Yeah.
Not to the airport. Where is it at?
hang on. It's within the airport complex.
Gotcha.
It killed 4 people at least. And it was a crash into the flight safety building.
Okay.
Now, so we're just trying to bet the people dying. That sucks. But the fact that it hit this flight safety building
You know what this reminds me of? On The Critic, where they had that headline that says, "Gumball crushes Gumball." Or was that Family Guy that did that?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe it was Family Guy, but yeah.
Simpsons did it.
Of course.
It could be Simpsons. I don't know. One of those animated shows that they all rip each other off.
Yeah. But what you're trying to say, Tim, is that you have a better chance of dying in a plane crash in Wichita than you do of
getting Ebola.
Yeah, in America. But yet, everybody's all up in Ebola's stuff, too. So,
I heard that they're actually going to be trialing in humans a vaccine in record time.
For Ebola?
For Ebola.
And then we're all
they've
gonna
been
get
working
and so my,
on
my fear is that that's going to make it 10 times worse. You're going to screw it all up. It's like a bad horror movie.
So we've all stopped talking about the flu shot, so everyone's going to have the flu.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to think they have Ebola.
I'm not going to have the flu because I got my flu shot.
You know, when I have the flu, I feel like I've been hit by a train. Speaking of being hit by a train, 2 teens were injured after being hit by a train in Eudora. You see how I made my own segue?
Yeah.
Good job, Tim.
I'm sorry. I just can't talk about
Ebola
anymore, man.
What were they doing? So like
that, that's why we pay you the big bucks.
Okay, so nobody pays me anything. they were just hanging out on a bridge about 4 p.m. when they saw the train coming. They tried to get off the bridge, but they were unsuccessful. And they got hit by the train.
So they were going to go see the dead body at the end of the tracks. Didn't quite work out.
No.
Not standing by them anymore.
No. Officials won't release their exact ages or names, but they did say one was from Eudora and one was from Lawrence. They're thinking about charging them because it's criminal trespassing.
Posthumously? Really?
Well, they're not dead.
Oh.
They're at Children's Mercy Hospital.
Oh.
And the other one's at the University of Kansas everything. Hospital.
Yeah.
What were you doing on the track? I was trying to get a... Did they check their THC level
in their blood?
Normally, you don't want to go do anything at that point, though.
True. Well, you know. But somebody go out there to get away from everybody and kind of hide, maybe? I think
it was a different drug.
That is a bit of effort to get out there. You're right. Too effort. Yeah.
But so that's, I don't know. I wouldn't want to get hit by a train. I don't know what I could possibly, what could they possibly be doing on the bridge? I mean, it says they were just hanging out on the bridge. But who hangs out on a bridge? You know what I mean?
Soul searching.
I don't know.
Suicidal people.
Trolls hang out under bridges.
They were having an emo.
Vampires, no, they're under the bridges, but the trolls.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, they hang out under bridges.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. I mean, you asked.
It's a really bad joke, I know, but still.
It's a knee slapping joke.
Yeah.
That is a knee slapper indeed.
Yuck.
I don't even know what to say to that. Let's talk about somebody who's pissed at Subway. So this man that was, he was apparently pissed that the Jared died didn't work. Is a teenager in Hueytown, Alabama.
Alabama!
Too much barbecue on that sandwich.
He robbed 4 Subway sandwich shops in 4 days. He's 18 years old. Zachary Torrance is his name. And he held up some stores. He kept holding the stores up for money over the course of 4 days, it says. He was caught when somebody recognized his face from photos posted on the local police station's Facebook page. And, So...
Well, Did he actually say...
That's kind of like the whole Ferguson thing. Let's go out and kill people because somebody got killed. Let's rob Subway because I didn't lose weight. I mean, that's
Is that the
stupid.
Reason he gave?
That's the reason he gave.
I think there's a situation here. Maybe he wasn't exactly following the diet as is. I think he was... I mean, we're talking about Alabama here, right? Maybe he deep-fried everything when he got at home.
It could have been a joke, though. I mean, you got to understand, this is this is what he told police, and it's an 18-year-old kid who told police, why'd you do it? Oh, well, because I tried the Jared diet, and it didn't work for me. I wanted my money back.
It's an excuse.
Yeah.
It's an excuse.
He's just being a smartass.
Yeah, wow.
So,
teenagers,
people, what a bunch of bastards!
Fucking bastards, you.
Yeah. So, JD, you want to talk about the deer with fangs?
Dude, that's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I didn't know they had such a thing.
Neither did I.
But it's another one of those nopes, you know, kind of like the puppy-sized spider. Yeah. Oh. Apparently, that guy got death threats. So
yep,
now
he wanted to put one in a museum.
Ooh.
Put in a zoo, what a museum.
Said museum. I don't know. Anyway, so this
Seen one for 60 years, and they got a fanged laced deer running around now.
Yeah, and those are definitely some fangs, man. Those are some chompers right there.
I want to eat your corn.
I mean, it's perfect for, I guess, Halloween for them to find that story, but sometimes like that's scary as hell. Actually,
we'll be hearing things about the chupacabra shortly.
Yeah, it was Bambi.
But yeah, that's
that is a weird looking
deer, man. I don't know what possible reason could they have to have fangs, like what evolutionary reason.
Ooh.
There's no good one, but I don't know. Let us know what you think. Contact at kcbastards.com. We're gonna play another song here. This time we're going to play, what is it? Teeth by the Sleeping Sun.
Perfect.
Yeah. Good segue.
So, yeah, I didn't plan that out or anything. Just sort of happened. I love a plan. I love it when a plan comes together. All right, here's the Sleeping Sun with Teeth. We'll be right back.
Game before you spit your blood.
That was The Sleeping Sun with Teeth, which is just an appropriate song after that deer
large
with teeth.
Deer, yes.
Sorry. Yeah, fangs. Fangs, I'm telling you. All right. Anyway. So what's all the shenanigans going on over there? I can't actually see.
She's just giggling about.
I'm giving him the Shaniqua finger like,
don't do that.
What for? Why the Shaniqua finger?
Because reasons. You don't need to know.
Because reasons.
We're going to send a text to Wendy stating that there's a there's some cool stories we heard, and then not tell him anything. And
oh, yeah. Just let him
torture.
Wander.
Oh,
let his mind torture. Wander through the fields of...
Exactly. Oh, what did I do? Oh, crap.
What could she have told them?
Everything.
We know all your secrets.
Everything.
All right, enough of that.
Moving on.
Enough. All right, let's talk about the Pope for a second, eh?
Buddy Pope. Buddy guy.
Yeah, good guy Pope endorses theories of evolution and Big Bang.
And I found that incredibly hilarious because I'm currently locked into a debate with one of my overly religious friends.
Yay.
Who thinks the Earth is 10,000 years old.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I thought,
where do you get 10,000 from?
He's a young 6, Earth creationist.
A young Earth creationist. Yeah, yeah. I thought that they were 6,000.
I thought they were 4.
They added 4 just so they would not sound as stupid, but it's just dumb.
It still sounds dumb.
Yeah.
You know, and what evidence does he have to support this?
Oh, he read something that said it was between 6 and 10,000 years
old. A wiki on the internet told him so.
Yeah.
So if my car has 6,000 miles on it, that means like it was just created today.
Yeah,
like it just appeared and I was... And it was great.
Yeah, he's he's an intelligent design, you know, guy where he's just like, hey, it just showed up one day and
so
everything was perfect.
Does he ignore the Old Testament?
The funny thing is he will actually say that, yeah, the Bible says that we were created in 7 days by one man, one woman, and populated the entire earth. I was like, okay, well, what about when in that same Old Testament where it says this? He goes, well, I don't read the Bible. And I'm like,
read your Bible, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll give you a tick.
Yeah.
The problem is you can't really read the Bible because you don't know which Bible you got.
It's for ants.
Yeah.
I can't read.
Is it the most recent Bible by this guy or this guy or this guy?
I don't know, but I still think it should have its own laugh track.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, you know, I don't know. Either way,
the Seinfeld laugh
track. The young Earth creationists tend to be pretty fringe. So
yeah, pretty much.
You know, Regardless of that, because honestly, I'm kind of with the Pope on this. You know, his argument is basically that the idea of evolution and the Big Bang isn't incompatible with the Bible,
flat out. But I also liked it where he said, God is not a magician with a magic wand, just creating what he wants to.
Yeah. The idea is that, you know, obviously from his point of view, there was some work involved and it wasn't all in 7 days as we think of them.
Yeah, you know, there's a whole thing about that.
Every day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day, that sort of thing.
There's a thing about the whole deal about days is a misnomer from changing the words from Hebrew to whatever, and so it's actually periods, and so we're actually in the seventh period.
The earth and dog years.
So it's not like, it's how people interpret it at the end of the day.
Yeah, I heard that.
But again, I'm just happy to see him being pragmatic about, you know,
exactly
the situation,
and more inclusive too, because, you know, he had previously said that, yeah, it's like, gay people, who am I to judge? Well, you're the freaking Pope.
You're the direct representative of God. What it is.
Forget about
it. You're the guy that if Gozer came down and said, are you a god? You could say,
yes.
I know him.
I know a god.
you want to tell God something? I'd be happy to. What do you want to tell God?
Let me get my God communicating hat on. We're going to have a sit now.
Hang on a second. I'm going to video chat with God for a second. So,
are you there, God? It's me, Francis.
Jeez.
But yeah, I mean, you know, the whole idea that it's not necessarily incompatible is great. That should theoretically go a long way toward.
Sounds like a Dan Brown book.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know it's coming.
You know the Da Vinci Code was just ripped off of Hudson Hawk anyway, right?
Yes.
When you think about it, with the whole Vatican conspiracy and.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah.
I remember watching Hudson Hawk and then reading the synopsis for the Da Vinci Code, and I'm like, they did. Wow, they're really banking on nobody seeing Hudson Hawk. That's probably a valid assumption.
Did you ever get your plaque that stated you were one of the original viewers of that, or did
no? It never
he's
came
the one
in
that
the
actually
mail.
Put it on Crackle.
I like that movie. I don't know what your guys' problem is, but
I don't know. We still got to go.
We're
see
not
Fury.
Saying it's a bad movie. We're just stating that not very many other people have seen it.
No, that's true. That's true.
But and the older we get, the Fury. Less people that have, the more fewer people even know.
But so good guy Pope. Wow, you are like all up that movie's ass.
I am. You
like
know what?
Why? Do you just want to interrupt everything by saying Fury, 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 Fury? What's up with this movie?
Oh, what's
it's
Fury
a tank. It's a tank movie.
Great. It's
so
a tank
Tank
movie.
Girl.
And ooh. What? Yeah. And I saw that too. Okay.
I like Tank Girl.
I'm a tanker. Or I was a tanker.
Ergo, you want to interrupt everything and say Fury.
Yes.
And just say Fury and not like say, oh, we need to see Fury. Fury, Fury, Fury,
I'm
Fury.
I'm just expecting
and,
Samuel
like, come
Jackson
on, man.
To bust through the doors at this point as Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, sure. Yeah, okay. So tank cool. movie. That's
tank movie.
Pretty cool.
And we need to go see it. We need just.
Oh, we're doing. He wants to go. He's inviting you to a sabbatical, an outing.
An outing.
An outing to see the Brad Pitts.
We'll talk.
Yeah.
We'll talk. We'll see. We'll
the
see
Bradley
the.
Pitts.
We'll see the. We'll see the Bart Pitts.
Yeah, we need to go to. we need to go to like the Screenland to see that, so we can sit in the red leather like recliners and drink. You know,
I go to the Ward Parkway Alcohol. Theater all the time to so that we could because they've got the recliners and booze.
Right.
Nice.
So.
Cinetopia.
Movies have gotten much better just because you Cinetopia. Can drink booze and stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's because they realize that that's what everybody's doing at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, I mean,
$10 that, Coke or a...
That's half the reason I had a projector
Netflix.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got just a little bit of time left. So let's talk about this weatherman that was caught urinating in the bushes live on camera. We've got all of a minute and a half to discuss this, but I guess factually, there's a guy. They took a live shot of this weatherman on national news.
Making it rain.
He was in the middle of peeing. Weatherman Mike Seidel for the Weather Channel was
former weatherman
supposed to be giving an outdoor forecast, but he was peeing instead.
I see golden showers in our future forecast.
Torrential.
Yeah, here's the thing that I don't understand. No, having worked in the news, even low rent local. Cable news.
Yeah.
would have a preview of the shot before it ever came up on screen.
Yeah, you'd think they'd be a little bit smarter about that. Unless
and
it was
the director or the technical director, depending, producer maybe, would have been in his ear saying, are you ready for the shot? Are you ready for the shot? Your back is turned. We need you to frame up. All this would happen minutes leading up to the shot being taken. And then they wouldn't take the shot if he wasn't ready. At least that's the way that we did it in low-rent cable news.
Sure, sure.
So well, I mean, why no would thing... national news take a shot of this guy peeing? I just don't get it.
Was he in, like, a tornado? I couldn't remember seeing him.
Yeah, it was a snowstorm.
He was actually looking to see if he could make icicles.
He was writing the call letters in the snow. For the
awesome.
But,
that would be awesome, actually.
He only got to M-I-K. He was interrupted. Anyway, that concludes the time we have for this podcast. If you have any comments, questions, criticism, or praise, contact kcbastards.com. Hit us up on Ye Olde Facebook. Search for Kansas City Bastards. And, of course, anywhere you happen to see the podcast posted, such as YouTube, you can leave a comment. Until next time, I'm Tim Lyons.
I'm JD.
I'm Jay Powers.
I'm Diana.
All right, don't be a dick.
Be a bastard.